Welcome to the New Covenant Christian Community Church podcast. Join us as Pastor Jack and other NC4 staff challenge us with a message from God's Word.
Today's title of our message is Generous Racing. Investing in others is a win-win. So, guys, our scripture today, it comes from Psalms 145, 16. And this is a special translation. We don't normally use this, and it's called the Passion Translation. And it says, when you open your generous hands, it is full of blessings, satisfying the longing of every living thing. All right, so generous hands, it's a picture of giving. When you give something away, you have to open up your hands to release the item you're giving away, right? Today we're going to talk about the importance of investing in people by being generous with our time, our talent, and our resources. So now, guys, that's a lot of important words. So let's talk about each one. All right, guys, investing, what does that mean to invest? Investing is putting something in so later you can take it out. For instance, if you put money in the bank, you hope that when you need it, you take it out and use it. Or you put in a relationship with a good friend, hoping that one day, or maybe the next day, you'd be able to get that back. If they need you or you need them, you're giving and then you're receiving as well. Okay, so now we're going to talk about talents. A talent is something that you guys are good in. It could be math, science, football, piano, organization, baking, or being able to easily start a conversation with somebody. And here's a little trick. If you don't know what your talent is, ask your parents or a close friend. I think it's never too old to ask your parents. And I'll be honest, I ask my parents all the time. Okay, now, resources. A resource is something you have that only you can give away. It could be a toy, a musical instrument. Your words can be your resources. You can use your words to be kind, speak kindly, or meanly to somebody. Your house is a resource. You can use it to host connect groups or invite a friend over and have some company. Your car is a resource as well. You can give someone a ride to school or work. And know this, God is willing to use everything you have so that you can invest in others. So now with all that being said, I would like to talk about a cartoon character that learned to be generous with his time, talent, and resources. Do any of you guys know Lightning McQueen? If you guys know, raise your hand. Okay, Lightning McQueen. Okay, he is a famous cartoon race car from the Pixar movie Cars. McQueen is actually the star of three of the movies, Cars 1, 2, and 3. In the first movie, he gets into trouble and he's stuck paving a road at Radiator Springs. And that's where he meets Doc Hudson, who was a famous old race car driver. So Doc Hudson was an example in being generous with his time, talent, and resources. And this helped Lightning McQueen become a great race car driver. McQueen goes on to win lots of trophies. And now let's move forward. We're going to talk about Cars 3. McQueen starts getting old. I hate that word, old. But he is, let's be honest. And then he starts losing to the younger race cars. Now there's only one thing. What is he going to do? He lost to this younger race car. He's going to train harder with a trainer named Cruz. Now, of course, she's a younger car that trains race cars, but she only trains them inside in a treadmill or simulator. And Cars is like, no, 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 we can't do that. You see, Doc Hudson taught me how to race on the road, on the sand, on the dirt. So he convinces Cruz to take him out to the beach to train. McQueen ends up showing Cruz how to race in the sand. And it's teaching her some important lessons. What McQueen didn't realize is that he was investing his time and talent on Cruz. So my first point for today is we all have something we can invest in someone else. You can take up your time to help someone that needs some help. You can share your talents and teach someone how to do something that you know how to do, just like McQueen taught Cruz how to race on the sand. Have you ever been somewhere, maybe school, youth group, or at work, and you're hanging out with your friends or coworkers, and you see someone alone in the room? Can you raise your hand if you've ever seen that before? Well, if so, you can invest in that person by walking across the room and talking to them. Maybe you can ask them how their day was. Maybe you can ask them if they wanted to come and sit with your friends. So McQueen and Cruz realized that the beach wasn't cutting it, didn't help him get any faster to win this race. What does McQueen do? He's gonna have to ask an older trainer, but Doc Hudson is no longer alive in Cars 3. So McQueen decides to find the race car that trained Doc Hudson. So together, McQueen, Cruz, find Smokey. That is the car that trained Doc Hudson. So McQueen realized something. He realized that Doc found purpose and joy in helping McQueen. Here's something that can help you when you are doing that. You can forget how much time and energy you're spending and investing in a person or even a ministry. Doc loved to race. He thought that was the best part, but then he found out investing in someone else made him truly happy. So now my second point is investing in someone else can bring you great joy. You might have to give something up to somebody else. You might have to give up something in order to invest in someone else. It might be hard to do this, but once you do it, you will feel better. You might have to spend money to buy lunch for someone that looks like they're having the worst day ever. But that thank you or that smile make you feel it was all worth it. We talked about going across the room to talk to someone who's alone. That might be hard to do, but we all know what it feels like to be alone. And if you see that it cheers that person up, you'll feel pretty good about yourself for taking that chance. You might not want to give that last cookie to somebody, but when you do, they get excited and happy, and you feel good and happy about doing it. All right, now back to the movie. McQueen is racing his big race, but he's struggling with keeping up with the other cars. And he keeps thinking about all those things that Smokey talked about and learning that Doc had such joy in training him. So what does McQueen do? He decides he doesn't want to finish the race. And he wants Cruz to finish the race instead of him. Not only did Cruz win, but so did McQueen. They won together. My third point is investing in others is a win-win. McQueen really wanted to win the race, but he realized that he could give that up and let Cruz race instead. And in the end, they both won. Last Sunday, Pastor Jack spoke about an internal struggle between giving up something or keeping it for yourself. So remember that scripture from earlier? When you open your gracious hands, when you open your generous hands, it's full of blessings satisfying the longing of every living thing. Psalms 145, 16. Look at Lightning McQueen. He didn't want to give up racing. He did everything he could to keep up with the younger cars. He didn't even enjoy training crews in the beginning with the beach. But at the end, he traded his spot because he knew that Cruz wasn't a trainer, but she was a race car. McQueen learned that it was better to give up something by opening his generous hands, like the scripture said. Giving away a resource only he could give away, his spot in the race. McQueen learned a big lesson. Did you learn it today too? Did you learn that we all have something to invest in others? Investing in others will bring you joy. When we do invest in someone, you both win. And investing in others gives something up for them. It's giving something up for them. That's a pretty big deal. Do you know why? Well, the Bible tells us that God gave us the very best thing he could, his son Jesus. God was generous with us and invested in our future by sending Jesus to love us, to die for us, and to forgive us. Maybe today you've never accepted this generous gift from God. Well, we're going to take a few minutes to pray a prayer and do just that. Can everybody close their eyes and bow their heads and repeat after me? Dear Jesus, I am sorry for the things I have done wrong in my life. Please forgive me. I now turn from everything that I know is wrong. Thank you for wanting to be my Savior. Thank you that you died on the cross for me so that I could be forgiven and set free. Thank you for forgiveness and the gift of your Spirit. I now receive that gift. Please come into my life by your Holy Spirit and to be with me forever. In your name we pray, amen. Please keep your heads bowed, please. And if this is the first time you prayed this prayer, and or something happened today that you meant it in a new way, please raise your hand. We don't want to embarrass you. We just want to give you some information. So please raise your hand and an usher will give you a packet about taking the next steps in your friendship with Jesus. And for you children that raised your hands, please tell the person that you came with today. Father, we thank you that you could take a movie like Cars 3 and it can impact us to realize the joy investing in others and how when we release, open our hands, we can give that gift away that you've given us. So may this week be amazing for every child and adult here. And may you just guide and direct us so that you can show us the person that you want us to invest in. In your name we pray, amen.
Thanks for listening. For info about NC4, visit our website at www.nc4.org.